From Spark and Anvil and Rhymer Reef, this is Clappa, in Chapter 1 of the Rhymer Reef cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Clappa was a crab with two big clapping claws, and she heard words as beats. Not one big lump of sound, little drum taps, one for each part. Elephant. Three claps. Every word had a beat you could clap.
One day, a young snail said the word butterfly all in a rush, like one sound. "Wait," said Clappa kindly. "Let's clap it." But, tur, fly. Clap, clap, clap. Three beats. Suddenly, the big word wasn't scary. It was just three little claps in a row.
Clappa clapped everything on the reef. Sun, clap, one beat. Water, clap, clap, two beats. Watermelon, clap, 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 four. The friends clapped along, giggling at the long ones. Clapping turned a mouthful of a word into something you could feel with your hands.
A little shrimp wanted to clap his own name, but wasn't sure. "Say it slow," Clappa said, "and clap each part." The shrimp tried. "Sam, me." Clap, clap. "Two," he cheered. Clappa clacked her claws in a happy drum roll.
Long words are just short beats, stuck together. At the end of the day, Clappa tapped out a gentle rhythm on a rock, clapping the friends' names one by one as the sun went down. "You make big words easy," said the shrimp. Clappa clicked her claw softly, warm and proud. A long word had once felt like too much to say, but breaking it into beats you could clap, that made even watermelon feel friendly and fun. And feeling a word in your hands felt wonderful.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Clappa. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.